Watering is more than just a splash and go. The soil's wet and I'm good. The plant's happy. There's much more to watering than that. We have several sponsors that offer assistance in that. Tree Diaper, Tree Hugger Sprinklers, as well as Drip Works.
Yep. And with that being said, that you can purchase things that do help you water, but also they don't just help you water, but they also can make your life a little bit more convenient. Or make watering more convenient.
DripWorks has a timer system on it. Water as tree hugger can hook a sprinkler or a timer up to that, and Tree Diaper will self absorb and release as the soil needs it. So watering, Holly, you just don't go. Let's say if you don't have those devices yet, it looks wet, dry. Splash, splash, walk away. Okay, I watered for the day. That doesn't work because that doesn't get the soil beneath the surface moist.
Right. And if your plants are looking dry, then
they are dry.
They are dry. But you should have probably started consistently watering like last week.
If you're thirsty, you shouldn't wait 3 hours from now to drink.
Right, right. And so you want to start watering. You want to get yourself on a watering schedule as soon as the plants hit the ground.
But Holly, we've all done this.
Oh yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is not just a hey, we're telling you that you've done it wrong. We've all done this.
No, you plant your plants and then it probably rains that next week and then all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, that's right. Now it hasn't rained for 2 weeks and my plants are.
I'll get it tomorrow,
sad.
And then tomorrow becomes the next day.
Yeah.
And we've all done this.
I used to have a boss that would say, prepare to plant. Fail to plan or plan to fail or something like that. I don't know. But
clearly didn't work for you.
Obviously not. No, it's fail to plan or plan to fail. And you can plan either a watering schedule, again, get an automated timer, or just get yourself in a habit. You don't even necessarily have to water. You have to water the day that you check your plants. But if you know that, okay, I'm going to make sure I water thoroughly on Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, whatever. And then as the summer goes on, if we have less rain, then you may have to increase that. But it's just getting yourself into the habit.
Containers are the most prevalent of drying out the quickest because they're elevated and they evaporate more rapidly. Also, the smaller the container, raised bed, container, whatever the device is, the less soil equals less moisture retention, means it's going to dry out quicker. So when you water anything, if you're on a drip system or a tree hugger or tree diaper or drip works, this does not necessarily apply because you're setting a regiment or a time frame in which it's going to water or it's watering on its own. If you're watering a container or you're watering with your watering can, watering means you thoroughly soak the ground. This may take 20 minutes in order to get your containers hydrated properly, or the raised bed properly hydrated, or the grow bag properly hydrated, or the ground. Because you can dump 2.5 gallons in a watering can on the ground, take your finger and run it, and it's only the top quarter inch is moist. It takes a lot of moisture to wick down into the area where the seeds and the roots are at.
And the more drier your soil is, the longer it takes,
yes.
The more water it takes. And that's another reason. We're not telling you to stay consistent in watering because we're annoying or something like that. It's because when your plants are properly watered on a regular basis, then you're actually going to end up using less water.
And they're healthier because they can fight off diseases. Mulch is a great, and we've said this many times, mulch is the way in which you water and put a mulch down. There's many different applications of mulch, from wood chips and perennial beds, to straw, to chemical-free, seed-free grass clippings, to shredded paper, and anything in between. Some people may choose to use a synthetic weed barrier. We don't advise that. We would advise go all natural on that, but pine needles, it holds the moisture in because it's repelling sunlight from evaporation.
Mulch is the way.
Mulch is the way. Now,
no, I agree.
Yeah, you know, when is the right time to water? Well, if you're not watering on the first, we want to avoid getting the leaves wet at any time. But if you are on a drip system or an underground or a ground level system and you're not sprinkling the leaves with water, because that can persist overnight and can cause mildew issues and cause a host of disease problems. Morning and evening is an excellent time to water when you're using a drip system or a soaker hose or one of these devices that sponsor the program. But your mileage, you do what's best for you. We're not telling you you have to buy, but these are products that we personally use. That's why they're sponsors, and they work, and that's why we've got them as sponsors. Water in the evening is fine. However, now, here's a little secret that many of you may not be aware of. There are peak and off-peak hours of water consumption. Cities and municipalities jack the price up. I mean, it's public knowledge, but jack the price up. So during peak times, you pay more for water during, let's say, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But during certain times of the day, it's off-peak hours, which means you can use more water. There's better pressure. And in some municipalities, it is a lower cost per rate of X amount of gallons when you use it. So you want to call your municipality and figure out when those times are, because then you can do wash, you can do dishes, you can water your garden, you can do a lot of things to save money when using the systems that the city has set up, but taking advantage of their on and off peak hours of water usage.
Right. And it's probably something you could possibly find online too, but that's good knowledge.
Find
to
online
have.
And then confirm with voice.
Right. And it's good knowledge to have because that can save you money.
Yeah. Basically. I don't think people are aware of the off peak and on peak in most situations.
No, I don't think most people are either.
And the same thing is with power too. So that's another story, but there's off peak on peak for power too.
Ah, interesting.
But mulch is the key here. If we continue to keep mulch on the soil, whatever we're planting, it can keep the soil 3 to 5 degrees cooler than the ambient temperature. And by keeping it cooler and shaded, it's going to suppress weeds and hold that moisture in. So when you get the soil hydrated, it takes less water the next time to rehydrate it or get it moist again, because it's not turning into a dry powder bone of a soil.
Right. And yeah, and then the mulch will help protect that. And it's also a good weed suppressant, because weeds will, as they come up, they're going to take water from your plants or from the soil, which takes away from your plants and also nutrients and all those things.
Now, I want to touch on the containers again. Just because you see water running out of the bottom of the container doesn't mean, oh, we're done, we can move on to the next one. That takes time to absorb in. Containers are often extremely dry, and it takes several cycles of them of watering. And we've talked to Jessica Walliser, for example. She waters, comes back, waters again, waters 3 or 4 times, makes cycles through all the plants. And at that point, then the containers are hydrated in full, because she has diligently watered to the point where she knows. And then the best tool ever is your finger. Shove that down in the soil. If it's moist, finger length down, you're pretty good shape. If it's not moist, keep putting the water to it, because the plants are not getting the water even though it's running out.
Absolutely. And you want to you just want to make sure that the biggest thing is the consistent watering.
Yes.
The inconsistent watering is what weakens your plants and makes them susceptible to the diseases and the problems. Any sort of pest or disease is going to go for the weaker plant, because it's an easy target. So that's why watering consistently is super important.
Well, also what's super important is what Walton's Inc. has, Walton's Incorporated has for all of us. And they have a coupon code.
Absolutely. So the coupon code, we'll just go with that first,
yes,
is GROW50 to save 10% off your orders of $50 or more. But Walton's has everything you need for meat processing and also a lot of great cooking equipment and spices. So they have equipment for meat processing, seasoning and supplies, things to make things like sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way to your high standards.
Or just to season those barbecue delicious cooking things on the grill.
Absolutely.
Whether you're vegetarian or vegan or
just make
carnivore.
Some delicious potato
right.
wedges.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And they have their own line of meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. They also have an online informative site to help you to work with the community to help you with meat processing inspiration or issues. And that's meatgistics.com. And Walton's is waltonsinc.com. And again, the code is GROW50 to save 10% off your orders of $50 or more. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.